Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. Welcome back to another riveting show where we really hone in on some incredible local events that you can participate in that are really fun. And this one, also really darn delicious. Yes, here in the studio on this week's show, we'll be chatting with some of the ladies in reference to the upcoming annual event that's all about chocolate, all about talented chefs demonstrating their chocolatierism, and bubbles. Right? And it's all to benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee County, though this particular fundraiser does collect these dollars and keep it all within Indian River County for this particular club. So please welcome to our broadcast Teresa Lacey. She's the events manager for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and alongside her, Lindsay Yencho. She's a committee co-chair with Christy White for this incredible event. Lindsay, darling, Tell me, we are just about a week away from the event, and there's still a couple of tickets available. So as we start describing, I want listeners to just know what they're going to experience if they have never been before, and to make the commitment to join us on Monday, October 24th.
Well, this has got to be one of my favorite events of the year, obviously because of chocolate and champagne.
And because you co-chair it.
I do.
That's like a passion project right there then.
Yes. So it's about my third year chairing it. And I've been on the committee for about 7 years, I think.
So you must really love it.
Yes.
You keep coming back.
It's got a piece of my heart. I do love this event. But anybody who does come can expect some great hors d'oeuvres, past hors d'oeuvres, wine and champagne, and a seated dinner at Quail Valley. So it's a great night.
And this is the Quail on the beach side at the Quail Valley.
On the river.
On the river, right?
Yes.
And so it's a Monday evening.
A Monday evening.
Which really hopefully frees up a lot of listeners to say, well, I didn't have many plans for my Monday.
Right? No.
Yeah,
no excuses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they walk in, delicious past hors d'oeuvres. Now, I actually have had the pleasure now for 2 years to be serving on this committee alongside the fellow committee members, our chairs, our staff with Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's really fun, and I know that there are some epic raffle items and auction items to be had at this event also.
Oh, yes. We do have a live auction and great raffle. Yes,
so
we've worked really hard this year collecting our raffle items.
Yeah, it's going to be impressive. And so upon entry, and I just want to bring in Teresa now, because this is obviously a big undertaking for the team, right?
Absolutely. This is one of our heart events. You know, we do put our heart and soul into it. And really, who doesn't love chocolate and champagne?
I would be hard pressed to find one.
Right.
And for sure. Okay, so when they walk in, we have check-in, very, very simple and streamlined. They get the opportunity to sip on some bubbles, enjoy some hors d'oeuvres, and start looking over the various raffle items, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gorgeous. Now, the thing about this event that I find to be so intriguing is that you're able to pull local talent and have them come show off their chocolate expertise, which, let's face it, in the world of professional culinary skill sets, one might bake, but they might not have a way with chocolate. You know, I think that that's really something to touch on here. So I'm intrigued to know, who are the signature chefs that we will be showcasing at Quail this year?
So we've got 7 chefs. And it's a nice mix between, there are some that are restaurant owners that are going to be making desserts. So some of them do gear more towards cooking rather than baking.
Uh-huh.
And then we do have some bakers that are coming as well. So there's a nice mix, but they always, all of them always do such a great job. So delicious.
Right. So after the formal dinner, guests are going to be able to be escorted into a large space where you get to meet and greet all of the chefs also, which is cool.
Absolutely. And so the way the flow of the evening is going, Anna, is that we're going to, as people check in, they'll be given the opportunity, as you said, to look over the raffle tickets. One of the big raffle items that we do each year is we do bikes, and they're actually raffled off and then donated to a child. So someone can purchase a bike for a child as part of the raffle. So that's one of our biggest raffle items. That's an auction item. I misspeak there. It's an auction item. So that bike, the person who buys it, it will be gifted along with a helmet from Hootie's Helmets to a child in our community.
And it's already assembled.
That's
worth every penny.
Yes.
Who's ever had to put together a bike? I promise you. It's such a great gift.
We've all been there in this room, and we agree that being assembled is important.
Yes, not overrated.
So then after dinner, there'll be live music and cocktails along with champagne and the opportunity to meet with the chefs before dinner. And then after a short program and a sit-down dinner, which is always, you know, we're at Quail, so we can count that being top-notch.
Sensational, correct.
Our chefs will then have the opportunity to show off their creations. And our chefs this year are Tim from Grand Harbor and Adrian Drew from Catering by Adrian Drew. Rotisha, who owns an organization called Sugar Lumps that specializes in cheesecake. So that ought to be fabulous.
Ooh, and calorie-free, I already know.
Absolutely.
Yes, everything's calorie-free here.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Doesn't count this evening. Sherry Pierce from our very own A Kitchen of Her Own.
Mm.
If you haven't tried that yet, it's absolutely mind-boggling. She makes a fantastic quiche.
Indeed.
If you want to stop and talk with Matt. He is from the Flavored Fork, and Matt has been with us for several years now, and he's always a huge supporter, Matt Piscatelli from the Flavored Fork, of Big Brothers Big Sisters events. And I just had an email from him a little while ago talking about their sweets this year are going to feature pasta. And so there's going to be like a chocolate cream ravioli and a pumpkin spice ravioli along with something else on his table. So fantastic. And then we've got Scott Varecchio, known for the Citrus Grill House, will be joining us that evening. And along with Quail Valley's pastry chef, Brenda Markell, will be there with us as well. So
yeah, on our home turf. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She'll be like, I have all the tools. You all have to bring in your tools.
Exactly. She's definitely got one up on everybody.
Well, this sounds so fantastic. Now, I did mention that there were a few tickets available. How can someone procure their ticket? What are the ticket costs? And is there still an opportunity to do a ticket with a sponsorship package?
Okay, so yes, there are sponsorship opportunities still. And there are tickets available. The tickets are $200 per person. But that includes your hors d'oeuvres, champagne, wine, and the seated dinner and the desserts.
Fabulous.
Yes.
That's all inclusive almost. I love it. And then do we just simply go to a website, to the Big Brothers Big Sisters website?
Yes, you can go to bbbsbigs.org and you can register there.
Bbbsbigs.org.
No.
Oh, bbbsbigs.org.
Got it.
Sorry.
And click on the events tab and you'll see chocolate, champagne, and chef right there. And there are also the opportunities for sponsorship are listed there. We are getting ready to close out our sponsorship for the program, but they would still be able to get the advertising and social media benefits that come as we get closer to the event and at the event itself.
And join. Correct.
Correct.
Correct. And what are the hours so that folks that are listening, they know how to budget their time for that Monday evening of October 24th?
So it starts at 6, and I want to say we usually wrap up by 9. The auction, the dinner,
fabulous.
The auction, and everything.
Fabulous. Now, talking about auctions, on behalf of my friends, my team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, I'm so proud to be able to this year serve not just as the mistress of ceremonies, but also as your auctioneer. I have been practicing.
We're so excited.
I am so thrilled. And of course, at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, giving back to the community is so meaningful to us. I say it all the time, we're movers with big hearts. And by supporting events like this and those positive referrals from attendees and board members alike, we are able to keep giving back, whether it's in kind or monetarily. And we are thrilled for the idea that this live auction is chock full of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow. I'm looking at some of these opportunities for our listeners who are thinking, and they're right on the edge, like, oh, I might have another commitment. If this doesn't help you, say, I want to come to this event rather than participate in late hot yoga, then think about this. You could win yourself a trip to Africa. Yeah. What?
Absolutely.
You could go to Thailand. What? I mean, these are really incredible vacation adventures that have all of the fixings with them, with the exception of airfare. And it gives folks a good chunk of time to be able to make it work in their schedule, too. And you don't just have to come with one other person. Am I correct, Teresa?
You are mm-hmm. absolutely correct. We've really tried to bring our A game with the auction this year, and we're excited to be able to offer some of these trips. And so Africa is 10 people. It's, you know, a trip for you and your 9 best friends to go on this trip.
It's amazing.
Thailand is going to be for 6 people. It's, you know, everything that we make on these trips comes straight to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So, you know, we'll be starting at a certain point, auction wise, and then anything we make over that point comes to the kids in Indian River County. And, you know, I want to point out that, you know, 48% of the kids in Indian River County who are of the age to go to kindergarten are not yet prepared emotionally and with their educational development to go to kindergarten, much less come into, you know, the elementary school process. So we serve over 1,700 children amongst the 3 counties that we work with, and we're the only program that offers totally free services to children and their families. You know, there's never a reach for any type of money or donation or you pay this fee from any of our kids. So we need the help of our community to back that up. Studies have shown that a child who has experienced any kind of hardship in life, as long as they have one adult backing them up, they have one trusted adult in their life, they can come over, and overcome any type of trauma that they may have experienced. And we all
a positive role model.
That's it.
I love it.
That's all we need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be able to continue offering that to the kids of Indian River County.
And in this program, we affectionately refer to those positive role models as BIGs.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're a big brother or a big sister to your little. So when we walk around the office, we're always talking about our bigs and littles.
Which is just so fun. It's been a couple of years now, but when I first was introduced to the group, I was like, well, I can jump on board with these terms, you know? And it's interesting, too, having been a part of this event last year and just blown away by how fun-filled, how interactive it was for folks, because the moment you are conversing with the chef and you're looking at these gorgeous desserts, you can't help but talk about them. So you're talking to these people beside you that at some events, you know, there's not a lot of engagement with others in the room. This feels more like a mingling opportunity because there's so much visual stimulation and it's just so positive and welcoming. But in the videos, you got to hear some of the success stories of the parents with the children and how the matching of the big to the little made such an impact. And that really is a lot of work, if you will, on behalf of the staff to ensure that it's a good match, right?
Absolutely. The process that we go through in order to match a big with a little is very extensive. It's not like you come in the door as a big and say, hey, give me a kid, you know, and we give you a kid to take out for the weekend. That's just not how it happens. We meet extensively individually with a child who has been recommended to our program, or a parent has approached us, maybe, or a guardian has approached us asking for a big brother or a big sister for the child. we sit with the child just as extensively. And the match process, we're going to bring the child and the adult together and see. And if they get together on one occasion, like we'll do it, you know, and amongst our staff members and having them together, and then they can have an outing of their own or meet together in the school setting on their own. And then they get to decide, you know, is this somebody I want to hang out with some more? So it really is a very thorough vetting to make sure that the best possible experience, because really in the long run, what we want is for these bigs and littles to be together for many years.
For years. I mean, some of the success stories last year at this event, again, Monday, October 24th, just a few tickets remaining for Chocolate Champagne and Chefs to benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Indian River County. They had stories, success stories of 8-10 years of connection, which is incredible, which you know that that means that will carry on through a lifetime, surely. So you're tuning in and you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to our friends at treasurecoast.com. Free calendar, upload your events, whether you're a not-for-profit or for-profit, so folks can easily find these fun activities to do. And there's also tons of resources for local gift-giving, shopping, as well as beach and road updates and more. treasurecoast.com. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. We're having a fall sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach, across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to True Color Salon and Spa, open weekend and evening hours for all of us working folk. That's right. Look your best as we change into a new season. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Stylists that specialize in all types of hair and skin for every budget. True Color Salon and Spa. I love it there. I love my girl Candace and the rest of the team. They're kind of interchangeable. If you do, in fact, need to get in and on the fly and your person's not available, it's incredible, the camaraderie at True Color Salon and Spa. Shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They use local appraisers, so it's always being compared comparably, and they never sell your loan. It's a complimentary consultation with offices in Brevard, Indian River, and St. Lucie counties. Thank you to Caliber Home Loans and my Foxy family over at Foxy Nails. Two locations in Indian River and St. Lucie County. Off of Seaway Drive, open 7 days a week. Gift cards always available. If you have a design, they can implement it for any theme, any holiday. We're coming into Halloween. We have chocolate, champagne, and chefs. They could do bubbles on your nails. I mean, there's nothing that Foxy's can't do. That's right. Chocolate, champagne, and chefs. We are in the studio chatting about this annual event to benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. This annual event is going to be honoring John and Lee Moore, true anchors of our community. In fact, he was the auctioneer at last year's soiree. And this year, I will be able to fill in for him as we honor him and his wife and family for all the good work that they do in the community. Here in the studio, Teresa Lacey, our events manager for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Lindsay Yencho, our committee co-chair. Christy White couldn't be here with us today, but you two make a dynamic duo, working diligently with your committee that has been able to procure all sorts of incredible raffle items and live auction items. Shout out, of course, to Christine Rail and Deborah Chastain, our fellow committee chairs, that are going to be in attendance, right? Making sure that everything goes smoothly. So if you're interested, this event, it's going to include, Teresa, let's break it down. They're going to have...
Okay, so you're going to have live music, you're going to have past hors d'oeuvres, you're going to have free champagne, you're going to have cocktails, you're going to have a lovely plated dinner, and you're going to have fantastic chocolate desserts from all of our local chefs.
Yes, seven talented chefs coming out to obviously raise money and awareness for a great cause while also hopefully getting some bragging rights for their incredible talent. It's just $200 per person. It includes all of those things as well as the opportunity to participate in the incredible raffles and live auction that features travel galore. Now, Lindsay, you've been part of this committee for the past 7 years, co-chairing for the past three. What is one of the silent or live auction items you're most excited about?
I'd have to say the live auction, the Africa trip.
Right?
10, absolutely.
For 10 people. That's incredible. Yes. I just adore this concept. And in addition to that, of course, Big Brothers Big Sisters is constantly giving back to the 1,700 plus students throughout the three counties that they serve. And there's a need, right, Teresa? Share the needs with us.
Well, absolutely. You know, our programs, you know, while we don't ask for anything from our littles or from their families, because many of them don't have anything, you know, we do have costs that are associated with the program. So anything that comes through these fundraising events are going directly to the kids through our programming efforts.
In addition to having volunteers to be bigs. So currently there is a request for male bigs, right? So we pay male bigs with with boys as well as the girl bigs with the girls. And so all of that information is on the website. One time with the website.
bbbsbigs.org. And don't forget to hit on the events tab while you're there.
That's right, Monday, October 24th. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Treasure Coast Insider. Cheers.